Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're answering a question from Corey Myers. She's the sister-in-law of our founder, Stephen Porter.
I wanted to one-up my brother-in-law, who's our family's eco-police, and I was wondering if the laundry detergent sheets that I saw advertised online were better than traditional liquid laundry detergent, which comes in a plastic jug.
We had Ashley Junger and Lucy Jones from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Ashley and Lucy.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
To start off, what are laundry detergent sheets? I've never heard of them before.
They kind of look like dryer sheets, but you use them the same way you would liquid detergent.
They're made of biodegradable materials, so you just throw them into your washing machine and they dissolve in the water.
Sounds interesting, but back to Corey's question. Are these sheets better than the liquid detergent in plastic jugs?
To answer her question, let's look at the numbers.
Corey, how many loads of laundry can a package of your sheets clean?
Let's see. It says 60 loads.
And my jug of detergent says it can handle about 66 loads.
So they clean about the same amount of laundry, but the sheets weigh much less than a big jug of traditional detergent.
Why does the weight of the detergent matter?
Well, think about how the detergent got to your house. It was probably loaded on a truck and driven to the store.
Big, heavy jugs of detergent take up way more space on a truck than lightweight, compact little sheets. That means it takes more trucks to move them around.
And more trucks means more fuel being burned, so those heavy containers of soap lead to more greenhouse gas emissions.
Also, let's talk about packaging. The laundry sheets come in paper or cardboard envelopes or boxes, which can either be recycled or composted.
Meanwhile, liquid detergent comes in thick plastic jugs.
Yeah, but a lot of things come in plastic.
Well, laundry jugs are a top offender. Americans throw out 1 billion laundry jugs each year, and most of them end up in landfills or as litter.
Even the jugs that do end up at a recycling plant are much harder to process than cardboard.
Wow, I didn't realize how much plastic waste came from just getting my clothes clean.
Right? So in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and waste, the laundry sheets definitely come out on top.
Okay, but do they work as well as liquid detergent?
Well, according to Corey,
everything comes out clean. And, you know, my household with kids and grown-ups who exercise has, like, significant laundry needs. So we've been pretty happy with the outcome.
And what about the price? It seems like products like this always cost more.
Well, it depends on what brand you buy. Detergent sheets can cost as little as $12 a pack, which equals about 20 cents a load. And that's pretty similar to the price per load for something like a jug of Tide.
So should I rush out and buy these detergent sheets?
Sure. They're an easy way to cut down on CO2 and plastic waste, even if they don't make a huge dent in your overall emissions.
So it sounds like Corey out-ecoed Stephen on this one.
I would like Stephen to confess if he was using big plastic jugs up until now. I think that would be highly relevant.
Stephen Porter here. I want to acknowledge that my sister-in-law Corey totally out-ecoed me, and I have completely switched to laundry sheets. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, everyone. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.